when they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus came near Jerusalem. That phrase to me captures the sentiment of Palm Sunday in a very powerful way. Because even though he would enter Jerusalem and even though from there to the cross, in actuality, he never did more than to come near Jerusalem, because Jerusalem never came near him. They praised him and worshiped him on this day, Palm Sunday, but they did not embrace who he was and what he had come into the world to do. The best that he could do was to come near Jerusalem. This day on Palm Sunday, what is God asking of us as we come near God this day? What is God asking for us as we celebrate Palm Sunday? What is God asking for us as we celebrate what this day means and as we bring our palms and place them on the altar? What is God asking of us? Asking of us to hear as he draws near to us this day, just as Jesus drew near to Jerusalem. We see in the scripture, starting with verse 5, that they had the words of the prophet, and they heard those words, and they remembered them. "Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, and the foal of a donkey." They had the words of the prophet, and they understood them, and they heard them, and they repeated them as well. But they did not fully see what was happening. They did not fully comprehend what was happening. They only knew that this person was coming, this person who would perhaps change their lives, this person who was a fulfillment of the prophecy, but yet they did not fully see exactly what God was going to accomplish. As we draw near to God this day, as God draws near to us in this act of worship this day, what do we hear? More importantly, what do we see within our lives? What do we see, indeed, a Christ who is something of the past, or a Christ who is something of the present and the future? A Christ who is all-powerful and indeed present. A Christ who changes our lives and indeed can change the world. Unlike Jerusalem, who refused to draw near to Christ as Christ drew near to Jerusalem. This day, as God draws near to us, let us see exactly the impact of God within our lives, and let us see the impact of God upon our world. our first palm is laid upon the altar as we pray indeed that God might help us to see indeed God's word upon the earth at this time. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we come before you as your people on this Palm Sunday, praying that you would help us to see your power, to understand your strength, and make a difference in our world. This we pray in Christ's most holy name. Amen. The people also gathered, and they were there on the roadside, and they were putting their cloaks upon the road and the leafy branches, the palm branches, and they were proclaiming, Hosanna. We hear those words, Hosanna. We think of them as praise, you know, praise to God, praise to this Christ. And we sing Hosanna in a joyous way. In actuality, the word Hosanna means rescue, save, Savior. They are pleading with Jesus as he comes into Jerusalem. Rescue us, Savior. It's a plea, it's a cry of desperation from the people who were indeed oppressed. And so they plead with him to rescue and save them. They plead indeed that Jesus would hear these words and understand them and that he would make a difference in their lives. And so they cry out, not in praise and joy, Hosanna, but in desperation, Hosanna, rescue us, save us. And then they say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. They understood that Jesus was coming in the name of the Lord. They understood that he would be an earthly king who would put away the power of the Roman Empire and make Jerusalem, make Israel great again and powerful, and all nations would bow to Israel. They saw him as an earthly king because they said he comes in the name of the Lord. But, of course, Christ did not come in the name of the Lord. He was Lord, fully God, fully human, there in their midst. I think these words perhaps are more telling for us because we know our world, even our community, cries out, Hosanna, rescue, save us, Savior. Sometimes that is our cry as well. Rescue, save us, Savior. Hosanna, Hosanna, rescue, save us, Savior. And then we hear these words of Scripture. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And even though those words do not apply to Jesus, because Jesus didn't come in the name of the Lord, he is Lord, they do indeed apply to us. Blessed are we as we go into the world to respond to the cries of the world, rescue, save us. We go in the name of the Lord, and we are blessed in what we do as we respond with that power and strength. We are blessed. We represent Christ to a world that is screaming out, save us. And we realize that we worship Christ not because of what Christ did, but instead we worship and serve Christ because it is what Christ calls upon us to do. Blessed are you as you go into the world to represent Christ in the world. Then indeed we know that we need God's presence with us because the entire world is crying out, rescue, save. Rescue, save us, Savior. So as we place our second palm branch upon the altar, our prayer is that we would respond to the cries of Hosanna within our world. Most gracious God, we hear the cries of Hosanna, rescue, save us, Savior. We know that they surround us each and every day. that our world is filled with that cry. We know indeed that you are the God who can change all things, but we also know that you have called us to bear Christ into the world. And so we pray indeed that we might respond to that call and indeed rescue and save in your name. This we pray in Christ's most holy name. Amen. It's interesting that after Christ comes into Jerusalem, the scripture says the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" It upset everything in Jerusalem that Jesus had come in, and it upset everything that was going on. The whole city was in turmoil. We've had sort of an interesting week this past week, haven't we? With storms and threats of storms and everything else going on, and the real understanding of the power and the danger of tornadoes. I was in Columbia on Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday the whole day. And at 1 o'clock, we had not finished our work. We were doing pardons. And at 1 o'clock, we were told that the governor had canceled all that and told us to go home because of the tornadoes. We still had to see some families because they had flown in from Illinois and different places to be there for the pardon. So we saw them and then we left. Well, it was a bad time to be leaving in Columbia that time. And the roads were blocked. They were just full of cars because it looked like everyone was evacuating or something. I guess everyone was trying to get home, not necessarily evacuating, but everything had shut down and they were all trying to get home. And so the roads became jam-packed, and, you know, people lose their patience sometimes, so there were horns blowing all over the place and everything, down Columbia. And then, of course, as always happens, somebody's car stalls, and you feel sorry for it. You feel like if your car stalls, just get out and run away because somebody's going to get really angry about it. They couldn't help it. Cars were stalling, and then, of course, that created more of a logjam of cars. And so then the skies kept getting darker, so I decided, well, I'll call my brother because I know he's at home, and I'll say, where exactly is this storm? So I called my brother and I said, you know, I'm here downtown Columbia. I'm stuck in traffic. Everybody seems to be trying to go and we can't go and everything. I said, where is this storm, by the way? So he turned on the TV and he had the phone on speakerphone, and the announcer came on and the announcer said, we have the massive storm coming and approaching downtown Columbia right at this time. And my brother said, did you hear that? And I said, yes, I did. He said, you need to get out there. And I said, yeah, I probably do, but I'm stuck in traffic right at the moment. And I'm not going to get out and leave my car because then my car will be a roadblock, you know. And he said, you got to go. And then the announcer said, we see rotation of clouds right above Columbia and it's headed right in and all this. And he said, did you hear that? And I was like, yeah, I heard that. I'm doing the best I can. He said, you got to get out there. I said, okay, I'll see what I can do. Well, then we started moving. And so I, instead of going the normal route home, which would have taken me more around Columbia and I-20, which was, they said, was the place where the tornado was coming into downtown Columbia, I decided to head straight to Casey. So I got into Casey, and there was a little pizza store, Marco's Pizza, not doing the advertisement for them, but anyway. So then I went in there, and it was starting to rain, and thunder and lightning. The lightning was like, you know, light and crash at the same time, and so I knew it was right overhead. And so I went in the store, and they had the weather on, and so I called my brother and said, I'm here in Casey. And about then, the announcer said, the worst of the storm is right over Casey at the moment. I was like, So it was turmoil. They locked the front doors of the building, trying to keep everything secure, all this stuff. The street out in front of the building is 4-lane main road there. It flooded. I mean, flooded. It looked like it was up to your knee or higher. Cars began to stall because of the deep water. They were bringing in wreckers, police. I mean, all this, and they started hailing and everything else. I mean, Columbia was just in turmoil because a storm had come near. And as I was sitting there, I thought, what if it had been Christ who was coming near? We sang this morning about Christ coming again. And as Christians, we know that Christ will come again. What if it had been Christ who was coming near to Columbia? Instead of a storm that passes, Christ who is coming to change the world forever, according to the book of Revelation, to bring an end to things and a beginning of things at the same time. What if it had been Christ who was coming again? Are we ready for that? Are we ready for Christ to draw near to us, to draw near to where we live, to draw near to our city, our home, our community? Are we ready for that event that will indeed come upon us and our world? As we place our third palm branch, let us pray indeed for Christ to come near. Most gracious God, we know indeed that you will come again. We pray indeed that it would not catch us unawares, that it would not bring us into turmoil, but instead that we would find that we are ready, and that when you return, you would find us prepared and at peace for your returning. This week, during Holy Week, we pray that as you draw near to our hearts and to our lives, that we might celebrate the ways in which you guide and direct us, so that we might indeed allow the world to understand that we worship a risen Savior. This we pray in Christ's most holy name. Amen. Amen.